Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
It's good to see everyone here today.
Amen.
Over here on Good Ground Christian Fellowship Bible Study and Discussion, you know, where we come here to learn about God and we discuss the gifts that He imparted into us.
Yeah.
And we come together in fellowship as where we're able to discuss the things, you know, because I always say this, God give everybody, each individual, something. And so when we bring it out together as a church, as a family, it's really good for us to learn from each other as we go for that one goal of learning more about God.
Amen.
And have a more deeper appreciation of Him. Last week, we're going to finish up our lesson from last week, where we're talking about expressing gratitude throughout the day. Expressing gratitude throughout the day. And the context of this discussion comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, 4 through 9. We were talking about, we first discussed about what is gratitude. You know, we say it's being thankful, it's about showing appreciation, love, it's about our attitude, our mentality. And then how do we do that throughout the day? How do we show God our gratitude throughout the day? And, you know, we just, you know, just talking about always having an awareness not to take God for granted.
Yeah.
You know, this is how, you know, and we show gratitude to the Lord, right, through our prayers, through singing, through just talking about God, you know, just having it not like, yes, we're not doing it every second, every minute, but throughout the day, we're always doing something where we're acknowledging God.
Yeah.
And we're giving Him praise. And we know we're just, you know, just expressing our gratitude towards Him. And it's talking about when we do these things, even when our busyness of life, even when our whirlwinds or when we're upset, you know, by doing this, our focus is on God, not our troubles or our problems. And then when we do that, it's that God's sense that really power us through these difficult times and situations. So tonight we're just going to come to a conclusion, you know, with our study and our talk, and that will be it. So let's first bow our heads in prayer and let's begin our lesson. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you once again for bringing us together, God. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together so that we could learn more of your word, learn more of you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe, Father. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us. We thank you, Lord, for showing mercy upon us. We praise you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for once again for being the good shepherd.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Heavenly Father, as we are here, ask you, Lord, to please continue to open up our heart to your word, open up our mind to your word. Give us wisdom, Father, Lord, so that we could learn to apply your word in our lives today, Father.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the gifts that you have given us. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We give you praise, we give you honor, Father.
Yes.
And I ask you, Lord, just to have your total reign on this Bible study discussion tonight, Father.
Yes.
We just want to give you praise and you be edified and all that is done and said here tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we say and pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, let's get on to our lesson. First, I want to reread the book of Philippians, the context of this lesson. Which comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, the 4th through the 9th verse. And again, I'll read it from the New King James Version. And it reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen.
Amen.
Excuse me. So we just went over some things last week about what it means to rejoice in the Lord. What I mean by that, we talk about gentleness. How do we express that to other people in our workplace? And we talk about be anxious for nothing, about not worrying or putting on the godliness of spirit of not worrying during our trials and tribulations. And I think we left off, and we was about to begin with question number five. Question number five, it reads, this test suggests several antidotes or medicine to anxiety. What antidotes are suggested in verses 6 and 7? Again, this test suggests several antidotes to anxiety. What antidotes are suggested in verse 6 and 7?
He said, anxious for nothing. Yeah. Anxious for nothing. And he said, with prayer and supplication,
mm-hmm.
you know, give thanks. And let your requests known unto God. And he said, peace and surpass all understanding. And he said, when you do that, he will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the antidote is, you know.
So the Bible is saying right here, I said with the question, it says the antidotes to anxiety, the antidotes to worrying is what it says right here. It says pray.
Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That's one, right?
Yes.
Do prayer, let me ask you this. Do prayer give you relief
when
during worrying?
Yes.
Yeah.
How so?
Prayer is like a medicine.
How?
Because a lot of times you're going through certain difficulty in your life and you take it upon yourself, you know. And when you do that, the weight on your shoulder is so heavy, you can't carry. But when you give it to God, when you pray and give God everything, that weight lifted off your shoulder. But prayer defeat everything.
So you're saying by praying to God in the midst of your
tribulations,
worry, anxieties, that lifts a weight off it.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyone else?
The barriers, the blocks.
Do anyone else see that? Yes.
Yes, I believe that prayer is release because mm-hmm. A lot of times we're carrying stuff, and God said that He would, you know, we cast our burdens and cares upon Him, that He'll take them away, you know, because He cares for us. So I think prayer is that, it's that form of communication between God, and once you release and pray
mm-hmm.
and give it to God, then of course you're going to feel like a burden has been lifted
mm-hmm.
from your shoulders. I think in the natural, it's the same thing, like when we're bothered by something, and then we tell a friend,
mm-hmm.
you know, we sort of feel that burden.
Your friend, yeah.
What is prayer?
Communication
Ooh,
between
communication.
Us and God.
Communication to God?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true. It is. It's not.
Yeah, I have a big example of that. I want to, share a testimony without saying names, but I knew someone that basically shared with me that they were not able to pay their, you know, like they were struggling financially. They were not able to pay their rent and, you know, their rent was increased and, you know, and that they just had like anxiety and
mm-hmm.
like their heart was palpitating so much,
yes,
and they couldn't sleep and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The person, when they were telling me that, they were, you know, crying.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that person was crying. So, but I don't know. It's like, it was so hard, what I'm going to say right now. But at the same time, like, within me, there was something that was telling me, don't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I could have done something about it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something in me that was telling me, don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the only thing I was able to do for that person was look them in the eye and tell them, God doesn't want you to do stuff with your strength.
Yes.
Hand it in to God.
Mm-hmm.
God is going to make everything falls into place.
Mm-hmm.
Either he's going to move you from that position and from that apartment that you are,
mm-hmm,
to a different one.
Mm-hmm.
Or either he's going to touch that person's heart to lower the, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But right now you're trying to do everything on your power. And obviously, for how long you've been trying to do it, you're saying you've been like that for like a week, it hasn't worked? No,
mm-hmm,
right? So let's just pray about it. You pray,
mm-hmm,
I pray, and just let's just give it to God. So anyway, not to make the story long, on the following day, that person was calling me back saying, mm-hmm, that when they, you know, in their envelope, in the mailbox,
mm-hmm,
they received a letter,
mm-hmm,
and the letter was saying that they reduced the rent.
Wow, praise God, praise God.
But
praise
listen
God
to how amazing this is.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I told that person, you know, because they told me, basically, it was someone living upstairs. Someone was living upstairs,
mm-hmm,
which it was her. And then someone was living downstairs, which it was somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So there was two different lease.
Yes.
But these two people knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them decided to quit and break the lease and left.
Mm-hmm.
So now all that responsibility was going to fall into one person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told this person, go back to the landlord and speak to him, because it shouldn't be like that. You know, like,
right,
that lease should not
together
be, you know.
Yes.
So anyway, so I said, but pray.
Yes.
I'm going to help you pray, because God will soften that heart if that's the place that God wants you to be.
Mm-hmm.
So this person called the landlord, the landlord. Yeah, she,
mm-hmm,
called, and then she explained the situation, and then he was like, okay, that's fine.
Mm.
You can only pay for your portion,
amen,
which is upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But that same day, before she went to bed, she went to the mailbox, and she was able to get a letter saying that same rent that she was supposed to pay,
yes,
because it's through Section 8.
Yes.
That same rent, now Section 8 was saying, we're also going to reduce your rent to a half.
Wow, wow.
So
see?
I said to her, do you think?
Yes.
What do you think that's God? You think that that's like something that randomly happened?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe randomly it could happen that he said, okay, that's fine,
mm-hmm,
because of whatever the lease.
Yes.
But at the same day,
yes,
you get a letter,
mm-hmm,
saying that the Section 8 reduced your rent.
Right.
That's God.
Exactly.
That's what God does when,
yes,
you hand
does
things to him,
exactly,
and you have faith.
Well, see, that's the beauty, because we talked about prayer before. Prayer is basically us communicating or talking to God in a language that he honors. In a language that he honors, because not every prayer God is going to honor. That's just the truth. You know, but if we pray the words of prayer, and he gives us instructions how to pray right here in the Bible. How to pray. If we pray the way he wants us to pray, and then we make our request known to him,
mm-hmm,
he will honor that.
Yes.
And like you said, and the thing which is so amazing with that story is, because some people are like, well, I know it's going to work out eventually, or what have you. You know, that's nonsense. This is what we're talking about, expressing gratitude. Because we say, it was God who did it. It was God who did it, and therefore we talk about it. That's, thank you again for sharing that testimony. Like you say, we don't sit on our testimonies. Because if you sit on testimony, that's dishonoring the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say that, we give God thanks, you know, because we pray about it, and not only, and like, and he spoke to you, say, don't interfere.
Yes.
Because some of them may say, well, you know, the rent's due, so now I gotta work this job, this job, this job, this job, instead of praying to God. I gotta do this and do that before praying to God.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we might have friends who will help us, but the Lord say, you know, we might feel we want to do something, mm-hmm. but God said no, because you're going to get the credit for that.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
That's why I said, don't say nothing. You pray with the person, and look what the miraculous that God did. The rent was lowered, and everything that we mentioned before.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Exactly. So Amen. That's nothing but God. So prayer does work.
Yes.
And that's what we're talking about here. That's one medicine to anxiety. And also one thing, also what Sister Christine said about what antidote is suggested for anxiety is also, besides praying, is also supplication. What is supplication? Anyone know what supplication means?
You just apply. It's like appeal,
mm-hmm.
Almost yeah. like I want to say begging, but it's not. It's mm-hmm. it's like it's a plea.
Mm-hmm.
It's a plea in your humility for mm-hmm. help.
Mm-hmm.
For supplication. So prayer and supplication. So it's like a plea, like a
plea when you know that there's nothing that you could do about that situation. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like for example, this person that I know, there was no way that she could have come up with that money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not even right. if she worked by the due date that it was supposed to be, there's no way. But so that's what it means, like begging. You know,
yeah.
can you say like begging?
Yeah.
You know, like
begging, so making a bill, or you can also say by making a list.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because it says everything by prayer. Prayer, we always talking to God in the language that you understand, and supplication. We making a list. Of what's going to say, God, you know, I say, Heavenly Father, I have this going on in my life. I have that going on in my life. Mm-hmm. This is that happening. I don't know what to do with this. We're making a list. We is telling him what's on our mind, what's on our hearts. It say, with thanksgiving. Because it say, yeah, we can say, Lord, I have this, that going on in my life, but yet I still thank you. Because mm-hmm. God said, okay, we still have our worries going on in life, but with thanksgiving.
Right.
Okay.
And say, let our requests be known to the Lord. And say, and then once we do that by praying, by giving him a list, but yet thanking God for the things that he has done, he said, then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Have anyone experienced that peace?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And would you mind sharing that? You don't mind?
Sure. Well, I know sometimes when I'm worried, I'll give you something specific. When, like, I am overwhelmed
mm-hmm.
by a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was overwhelmed by Joseph's death.
Yes.
And once I prayed
mm-hmm.
and appealed to God,
mm-hmm.
you know, for comfort,
yes.
God's peace just flooded my soul.
Yes.
And it was like, I just had such a knowing that it was going to be okay in spite of what
mm-hmm.
happened. You know,
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to be okay. We're going to be okay in spite of what happened, because God's peace just flooded my soul.
Yeah,
it's like a comfort. It's like it's like he's hugging you and surrounding you.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel like nothing else can hurt you. That's what I felt.
Have anyone else ever experienced the peace of God, you know, during, you know, like during a turbulent time?
I think for me also, like, I have experienced it, but also seeing it. Like, for example, today in one of my consumers, she suffers from anxiety. Like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and right now she's going through, how can I say this? She's losing her home,
mm.
right? So she's just waiting for the day that they're going to evict her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's already starting to pack and everything, but she gets very anxious.
Mm-hmm.
So today I go and knock on her door, and as soon as she saw me, I saw her face like, don't want to talk to you, don't want to see you. You know, when she was coming from, she looked at like she was in her pajamas. Like, you know, don't want to bother. Like,
yes.
Lord, help me. So here I come, I get in, and I'm, you know, I say hello, and, you know, but she just don't want to, you know, she just didn't want to speak to me. Uh-huh. So she said, come in, and, you know, she's going through the kitchen, and she's like, do you want some coffee? I said, oh, no, it's okay, but I'll wait for you so you can make it. So anyway, she's making her coffee and everything, and she starts telling me everything that is going wrong. I'm tired of this. Nothing is working out. I'm not getting this. I'm not getting that. I'm not getting that. And I'm like, oh, boy, this lady is going to kick me out of this house. So I just start praying, and then I just let her talk. And then after she finished talking, you know, I was like, can I share something with you? And then she's like, what? Then I said, I have a testimony to share with you. If you let me, can I share it? She said, yeah. So I shared that same testimony to her.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, and then I said to her, and that's what God does when you pray.
Yes.
I don't know. So right now, there's so many things going on with you. You saying that you're going to lose your house, and you thinking that that letter is going to come any minute. But God is powerful enough that will happen in a year, if God says so.
Mm-hmm.
God is powerful enough that even though you don't have your SSD, you know, your Social Security, mm-hmm. that you could get it. Everything now is not in your hands, but you could give it to God.
Yes.
And you could let God take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the moment I focus into that testimony and then giving all that to God, mm-hmm. all her issues to God.
Yes.
She just, a peace. Tremendous peace came. Mm-hmm. You know, she starts smiling. Mm-hmm. And she says to me, who sent you? Who sent you? So it's like, it's amazing that sometimes you just have to remind people, you know. And what I want to get from all this is that I just hope and I pray to God that I want to be able to express myself better. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to not be shy,
mm-hmm.
and be able to just pray with them. I am so shy that I cannot say to them, let's pray. You know, I'm always, I always say, I'm going to help you pray.
Mm-hmm.
You pray and I help you pray. But that means when I exit the door, you see what I mean? But
yes.
I want to be able to pray with them
right
back
there.
Then. Mm-hmm. Yes, because I know they need it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? But that's a bigger prayer right there for you. Just, like I said, ask God to give you the boldness. Take care, Brother Tim. Just get the boldness to pray, because that's one of my prayers as well.
Yes.
You know, to open up my throat, to give me the words to say,
yes.
to speak
yes.
clearly. Sister Christine, you was about to say something?
I was just trying to go back to supplication.
Supplication?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And when you said, what is supplication? And
mm-hmm.
Sister Evelyn said, it's our appeal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's supplication is very religious. It's a humble prayer that you pray unto God. It's a prayer that secludes you from others.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be so, you don't have it like you people that said, go in your closet. Mm-hmm. It's so personal, because you're delivering everything you have
mm-hmm.
up to God.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you have covered all basic. There is nothing left unsaid.
Giving you all.
Give you all to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I think that when Sister Evelyn said, you know,
By appealing
when Joseph died.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that, you know, that prayer of supplication that she handed up to God.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing else to unsaid
mm-hmm.
about it, you know, because she gave it all to Him.
Yes.
Because if she should go through that by herself, she wouldn't be here today.
Mm.
Amen.
You know, so I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, because if the peace of God will come over us. I know when, you know, talking about death here, I know when my mother died, I had an incredible peace within my spirit. And I said, mom died. No, I had an incredible peace in my spirit because I know where my mother was. I'd done everything that I could for her. So my heart was at peace, you know, with the whole situation. Of course, I was sad that she was gone, but yet I had an incredible peace where I was still functioning. And the peace that surpasses all understanding, because people like, they were like surprised because they know how close I was with my mother. And they're like, they were saying stuff like, I'm surprised, you know, like, I'm not falling apart or falling down and everything. And I was, you know, just conducting myself, because I said, no, I'm at rest. I'm really at peace. I'm calm. You know, and so that's the peace of God. And I made sure they knew that, too. I said, this is not James Lyons. This is God. What you're seeing is God. And I said, so, because when you have that connection with the Lord will always look out for you. And he'll always protect and cover you. So where we won't, you know, they say, fall out or fall apart and everything. It's like he covered, you know, your family again, you know, during the death of Joseph and Jeff's mother. And the peace came upon that lady, you know, when you spoke up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you say, okay, well, let's pray. I'll help you pray. You know, God sent his spirit, you know, to calm down the situation. And we're going to continue to pray that her situation, you know, will work out for her. And also for you, where you'll be able to come and speak out, you know, be bolder mm-hmm. as well.
Amen. I have one more example of the peace. It just came to me as you were speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just the prayer, as the word says, with prayer and supplication. So, but some prayer, you offer your prayer and supplication more personal deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you put all that and you turn it to God. And I was just thinking about when sometimes our spirits are not at peace.
Yeah.
Because we have trouble with people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, so even like unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see it in mm-hmm. people. And sometimes they like their spirit is so troubled because of this unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they, you know, the forgiveness overcomes them and they say, I finally can forgive this person,
mm-hmm.
you can see the peace in their life.
Yeah, the spirit, everything about them, their action, their demeanor changes.
The love that comes from them. So you can really observe peace. Like Nida said, she saw the lady and she saw the peace come over her. And I, mm-hmm. you know, I've seen somebody in particular that they had this trouble with a person, but and it troubled them so much that it changed their appearance.
Mm.
And now it's not anymore. They mm-hmm. have such a peace, you know, it's like they're beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like mm-hmm. wow. So you can really see it. Peace is something, God's peace, and it's beyond your understanding. Yeah. It's you can't comprehend.
Because when we carry such a burden on our hearts and our spirit, it tears down this body. It
yes.
tears down
yes.
our spirit. We were always worrying.
Yes.
Raises high blood pressure.
Yes.
You're always angry, combative, aggressive. But when you have the true peace of God in your
yes.
life, despite sometimes, you know, not sometimes, but when people come at you, you said they could come at you mean and whatever. They could be, quote, unquote, ugly all they want. But when you have the peace of God as your shield, no matter, despite how, whatever they acting, you know, you just calmly and you just go about your
yes.
business. And the thing is, they get mad because you're not acting up
like
them. Why you ain't giving them blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know what, when you have that peace of God,
mm-hmm.
your attitude changes.
Yes.
Because you represent, at that present moment, you're representing God because you have such a good attitude. Mm-hmm. So even though they come off on you with a bad attitude,
mm-hmm.
the attitude that you portrayed in front of them, sometimes because of that, it changed their demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it changed them, because a lot of times when you show people kindness, not all the time, but mm-hmm. sometimes when you show more mean ways that people give unto you, and you show them more love, you're frightened to see that thing, it work its way right yes. into them mm-hmm. and change them. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember I was at work one day, and I was like, oh my God, I am so fed. I was like saying to the dear, I am so fed up at these girls, the way they behave, you know. And she said, you know what, Christine, your good ways, we rub off in them. So it just like that, you know, sometimes when you have that good demeanor, that good peace, that good attitude,
uh-huh.
it rub off on people sometimes. Uh-huh. Not all the time. Uh-huh. Some of them are so mean, there's nothing rubbing. Nothing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know?
That's true.
So you have, and then one thing I realized that when you have peace,
uh-huh.
you are so strong.
Yeah.
You know, because peace gives you strength.
Yes, it does.
You know, and it changed all the different stuff, all those bad stuff around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes you strong and bolder, too.
Exactly. A lot of things I personally experienced is like when, because God did say He sent us out like sheep among wolves. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Therefore, when we're out by ourselves. We're not in here like when we have a church, family, what have you. When you at our jobs, or sometimes even at different family events, we're by ourselves. We're representing, we're the one that had the peace of God, representing God. Everybody else is doing their own thing. So when we're not acting like them, yeah, they could get upset, but they look at you as something different, as so much
yes.
different.
Yes.
And the thing is, they're supposed to see us as different, because that's why the Bible said we are peculiar people.
That's right.
I'll go to a cookout. How come James not drinking? Because I don't drink. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I used to, but you know, but I don't do that. Why is James not cursing? Because I don't have to curse on speak. You know, as someone said, they say that if someone had to use profanity to express themselves, they're talking about they let the intelligence to state what's on their mind. So I don't need that. You know, I could communicate with you without cursing. I don't have to indulge in different things, but yeah, I have the peace of who knowing who I am, because God is living within me.
Yes.
That doesn't mean I'm perfect, but yet I am getting better day by day by staying in the Word.
But
yes.
it changed their ways of thinking about you, because that's what they see you from afar. They used to see you as a drinker. They used to see you as you curse.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, the change.
Well, what's wrong with you?
There is a change. And that peace that come over you. And that why that you could have stand there and do whatever you do.
In the midst of them.
And in the midst of them. And you know what, too? What I realized now, when you are in crowd, and when you have that peace of God with you, and people always, they will come into that crowd and they say, oh, I was going to say something, but oh, Christine is there. I ain't going to want to say
that. Yeah, God changes this conversation.
I'm not going to say that. Because whatever they
mm-hmm.
was going to say,
they're not going to say it.
You know,
you're so right.
So the presence of God is very,
yes.
very,
very
strong,
powerful.
Very powerful.
Very powerful. I remember in that respect, I remember I was going to. I was at a truck driving school, and then of course the guy was up there. They was talking about women and all this other stuff, and so I came and I was standing there, and then it came to me, and I turned to one of the guys that I know, and I said, watch how I change the whole spirit of this conversation, and so I said something about, so what church you go to, or something like that, something about God. Now, it was talking about women and talking about fornicating and womanizing, but I was just up there, I was just standing there, You know, confident, I was outnumbered. I was by myself, basically me and this other guy. And I was just looking around, smiling, and I just looked at him, and I said, watch me change the whole conversation, the spirit. I said, watch me change the spirit of this conversation. So I say, oh, so what church do you go to? Something like that. Soon as I say that, I kid you not, two people went like this, turn, and they went.
Walked away.
They walked away.
Yep.
Two people walked away, and then they tried to coattail on people who, well, you know, my grandma was a deaconess, or my daddy was a bishop. I ain't talk about your daddy, your grandma, your uncle, who I talk about you. And you're sorry, because the Spirit of God is powerful.
Amen.
Let's continue on.
Okay.
That was all about question five. Okay. Question number six.
Wow.
Six. What antidote is suggested in verse 8? So verse 8, I will read it. It says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if there are any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
Think of good things.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's the medicine. Mm-hmm. It's suggested. It's basically the Bible is saying right here, if we think on things that are noble, if we think of things that are just, whatever is pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if they have any virtue, and if anything praiseworthy, meditate, think constantly on these things. And that's something that, you know, that we try to get bombarded, because we've been bombarded by bills. We've been bombarded by people acting up, or co-workers, or we've been bombarded by family issues, or we've been bombarded by neighbors, or what have you. But yet, God say, okay, here's something to combat that. Think of good things. Think of things that give us happy or give us hope. That's what the Bible is stating right here.
Mm-hmm. But I don't remember in the Bible where it's set up, but when God taking you through the storm, that's why you need it. Sometimes there are times when, you know, you need those to get you through the storm.
Exactly.
You understand? You need to focus more on God's word. Because sometimes, I'm telling you, going through the storm, you know, as a human being going through that storm, it's not an easy road.
It's not easy.
Because it can root you out.
Yep.
It can lay you flat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so good that we have a God up in heaven, and we have a God that we trust in.
Yes.
We have a God that we believe in. Because a lot of times you're going through some storm, a lot of people don't come out.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. That's why they turn to alternative. They get addicted to drugs. They get addicted to alcohol. They do anything to
calm the peace
escape or to deaden that pain. Yeah. Only for a while, but it's only for a while, because as soon as they come out of that, whatever it is, it's the thing, the situation, whatever, is still there.
It's still there. Yeah.
It's still there. That's why you need God, because God could take away, not only calm us through those storms and situations, but it also could take that thing away out of us.
Yeah.
You know, that's so true. Sister Nada.
And there was something that Sister Christine said that is so powerful, where she was saying that, you know, something like this, that, you know, all those situations can make you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, you know, when you go through your rough time, you know, going to that verse in number 8, you mm-hmm. know, when you go through that rough time, you know, thinking positive thoughts. Like, for example, for me, you know, going through my rough time, I go back to when God took me out of that rough
path
that I was.
Mm-hmm.
He took me out. So I keep saying to myself, if he did there, he's going to do now.
Yes.
So that, you know, and I think that by doing that, it keeps you strong and it keeps you going.
It keeps you rooted. Yeah. That's one thing that's true, that's so true, because when I go through my storm situation, I go back to what God, that's why I said, we always remember.
Yes.
You have to keep it in our heart. You say, okay, God, you brought me through And things big and small. Mm-hmm. You brought me through this. You brought me through that. You brought me through this. So I don't concentrate on that and still concentrate on this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then sometimes the devil, he's going to push. He's going to push. He's like, well, think of this. This still happened. That was back then. This is now. But you still have to say, okay, the word of God says this. Or I turn on the internet and put on like a Christian song mm-hmm. that say, hey, this is a song to help get me through the pain. Or I talk to someone who gave like a Christian brother or sister who would help, you know, support. Because that's what we're supposed to do, is support one another. And so, you know, to help me get through that, you understand? Mm-hmm. Or support me right through, because it's God who gave us through that. So that is so true. We have to think on the good things. Mm-hmm. You're so right. But it's also, it's hard. Yeah. Pain is no joke for no one. That's why I'm going like, well, if something happened, well, just say a Bible verse and just get over it. That is so, first of all, it's so untrue. It's so uncompassionate. You know, you don't just say that. You know, because pain is real.
Yes.
So you can't just pow and get over it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a timing and everything in the Word of God. So therefore, as we just have to support one another, you know, say this is the Word of God, apply in our lives, and let God's Word, like we were talking about the seed, let it germinate, and let it come and bring fruit.
Mm-hmm. One thing I know that the power of God is real, and especially when you're facing
mm-hmm.
a new devil.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When you start facing, because it takes
yes.
when something that you have, like, just take example. Sister Evelyn have 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
She never had nobody die in her family before.
Mm-hmm.
And she had her son die.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that no. never happened.
Exactly.
It takes a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at that time, if she give up,
mm-hmm.
you know, what would have happened to her?
Mm-hmm.
But it take that mountain. Sometimes it take the valley. Sometimes it take the rivers to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what, all you have to say, God, I need you more than ever.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one. Because no matter what you do or how you do it, he's the only one really can take you
yeah.
to a place of comfort.
Yeah.
But she's never going to forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But she's going to take her to a place
exactly.
of comfort. And it was so good at the woman's tea when she was talking about her. And I was like looking at her. But she came out and she said, don't worry about me. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to break down. That means God take her right now to a place of peace.
Exactly.
She have a peace right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to forget Joe, but there's a peace there.
Mm-hmm.
She live on a peace tree that can soften the heart. Because whenever you cry, the heart can soften her. And but when you don't, it's like a rock inside of your building.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not easy to get over pain.
Exactly.
It's not easy.
Exactly.
You know, going through something is not easy.
Exactly. But that is so true. And that's why we think of good things, because we think of our experiences that end in our lives, and we could look at the people in the Bible. That's why their experience, because they went through hardship. Mm-hmm. You know, but yet we think of the good things that God has brought us through and really have helped us. You know, and that's what it is on the Bible saying right here. Think on these things. Think on the good things.
That's exactly right, because you have to. When you think about goodness of God, you know, and those are the things that get you through whatever storm you're in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's not just, you can't just slap a scripture like it's lotion like that.
Exactly.
It's a process, right? It's a process.
Yeah.
It's a process.
You have to get the word in you, have a relationship with God, and then that peace comes from you, and then you'll know you can't help but declare God's goodness anyway.
Yeah.
And then you get the comfort, you know, but it's God's goodness and thinking on those things that are, you know, lovely and good. That's
exactly.
what gets you through.
And one experience built up to more experience, more to God thing to a new level, and I think that's built up our faith.
Yes.
Just like Jesus told the disciples, we're going to the other side, but he never told the disciples there's a storm, because Jesus knew the storm was there.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, we're going to the other side. And so while then in the middle of the sea, yeah, the storm came, they got frightened, and Jesus had to come, had to rebuke the storm, and also had to correct them. He said, where's your faith? I'm with you. Mm-hmm. But even when they went to the other side, there was two devils there waiting for them. So therefore, yeah, no matter where say, I had on my computer at my old job, I say, new levels, expect new devils. So yeah, and believe me, the new devils are stronger because it's powers and principality. That's mean it's they're different ranks. Mm-hmm. This devil that we're facing is much stronger than the devil we faced 3 years ago. But guess what? We faced them 3 years ago through the help of God, and we're here today. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're getting stronger. Everybody here, I can see Sister Ellen, out of my Sister Christine, everybody is stronger in Christ.
Amen.
You know, so yeah, we're going to face some new situations, new experiences, but through our faith in the Lord, we get through them. And just have to continue to think of the things God brought me through this thing and bring me through this now.
That's it.
Amen. It says, question number 7, how might following these instructions in verse 8 to 9 help bring us God's peace? And we talked about that.
Yeah.
Because basically, it's just saying that we turn our thinking to the Lord, our focus on God, instead of focusing on the negative of things. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why they say when Jesus told Peter to come walk on the water, Peter was walking on water, and he was focused on the Lord. But the Bible said, as soon as he started focusing on the storm and the thunder and the lightning on the storm around him, that's when he began to sink.
Amen.
So that's something that we always, and you know, that's what we had, something that we had to always continue to think on God and God's goodness. Question number 8, how does the list in verse 8 compare and contrast with your typical daily focus? Well, I think it's something that we've been talking about already.
Yeah.
So we'll skip down to question number 9. How might following the guidelines in verses 4 to 9 allow you to know God's presence in the midst of the whirlwind of life? We talked a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, during the whole thing, you know, it's talking about the whole thing, talking about rejoice in the Lord, keep our focus on Him, you know, mm-hmm. be gentle, you know, thinking on the good thing, be anxious for nothing. And that's something that always, the devil is always going to try to throw in our face.
Oh, yeah.
Be anxious for nothing. And they say, is it for nothing? God, I got bills to pay, and I only got $3 in the bank. Be anxious for nothing. What?
Amen.
How about it? Be anxious for nothing. Okay, well, you know, you worry how this is going to happen. Be anxious for nothing. Lord, the doctor's report said that if my blood pressure don't come down, I'm going to have to get an operation. Be anxious for nothing. Yeah. How is that going to happen? Be anxious for nothing. Lord, they're laying off people at my job. Be anxious for nothing. Oh, my God. You know, my sister, she ain't talking to me. Be anxious for nothing. You know, there's a lot of things that Satan is going, the world is going to throw at us, and the Bible is saying, be anxious, or don't worry for nothing. And no, that is not as easy as it sounds.
No.
So anyone coming to me, yeah, well, let's do what the Bible says. You know, like, okay, let me see your life, but when it comes up, but I'm going to pull it right back at you. I said, oh, remember, be anxious for nothing. Because it's not that easy. And I just want people just to, you know, when we talk, you know, to people to be, you know, have a compassion, be gentle with them, but yeah, just encourage them, you know, so we could live up to that level. Mm-hmm. Question 10. What are some practical ways we might shift our focus to rejoicing, petitioning, giving thanks, and thinking about what is praiseworthy?
Music.
Exactly. That's one way. Mm-hmm. I love listening to Christian music.
Yeah.
That's one way to keep our focus on the Lord. I love, for me, I love all types of Christian music. I like the traditional classic gospel music. And yeah, I like some contemporary, not all. And there's some Christian rap I like as well. But there's all types, you know, as long as it's exalting God, and I feel God's presence on the anointing on the song, then I enjoy it. So I love that's songs, different Christian songs.
Yeah, I like worship music. I like to, you know, when I'm down or something or troubled, I put on some praise worship, you know, worship music.
And then it brings a relief, man.
Yeah, because God's spirit, you know, he said he inhabits the praises of his people, you know. So you get that praise music going on, and before you know it, you singing along, and your spirit is rejoicing, and yeah, God is.
Isn't there something that goes to trouble?
Yeah.
Isn't there something like doing in the midst of trouble? It's also in the Bible as well. In the midst of trouble, God is sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes God said, don't worry about fighting, just give him praise.
Yeah.
You know, when the children of Israel, before they fall, he said, just go around, just give him praise. Praise the Lord. What kind of tactic is that? That's not what we say, a war tactic. I don't go around, march around the wall, and on certain times, praise God, praise God.
But it is. If God says, I inhabit the praises of my people.
God inhabits the praises. He lives. That's what having means. He lives in the praises of his people.
Yeah.
Like,
so
you
need
to talk.
I talk to him. You know,
praying. That's right there, praying.
Like, you know, he's right there next to me.
Like, that's what I develop as well. You know, I pray, I come and say, God, you know, today, blah, 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 blah. I've been out, then I get out of my system, and I'm like, I feel good.
Yeah, I feel good.
Anyone else?
Christine sings.
Oh, yeah. Especially when I'm down, oh my goodness, the only thing that can really pop me back up is a good Christian song. And sometimes they have to have that spiritual background on it. Because a lot of people sing Christian music and you don't have that spiritual background.
Exactly. That's anointing.
It just don't have it. And I have to. Because, I mean, sometimes some songs, it's right there in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it is so, it does make your spirit just so uplifted,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I just give God praise for that, man, because.
And these are times
when you're so down,
mm-hmm.
I mean, down, it's like you're going to the rock bottom,
mm-hmm.
You know, but there is God right there. Oh, Christine, now, oh, Sister Evelyn, now, you ain't going to fall down there. I am your God.
Mm.
I believe in you. You're believing me. I'm going to show you that the belief that you have is going to work out for you. Trust in me. Keep on trusting me. You know, don't anxious for nothing.
That's the love of God. That is the love of God.
When one of the things I realized that sometimes he let you go through.
Yeah, of course.
He let you go through the valley because sometimes when you come out like pure gold.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. And he wants you to be who he wants you to be.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we feel like shortcuts, some stuff. Mm-hmm. I say, okay, I'm going to take you through the road over there. I'm going to take you through there. And sometimes we say, oh my God, I can't bear this no more. God said, I ain't give you any more than what you can bear.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep on telling you, you come out on the other side as pure gold.
Exactly. It's like Jesus told the disciples, I'll get with you. It's like Jesus told the disciples, we're going to the other side. They had to go through the storm and sea, but they got to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when David wrote, he said, yea, thou walk through, not stop. It says walk through, not run through. He says, we not jump over through. He said, right.
walk through.
The shallow valley of death. You know, and just like Shadrach, I'm doing my personal Bible study is right now, I'm doing the book of Daniel. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They had to go through the fire.
Yeah.
You know, they say, no matter what. Because they say, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, they say, our God is able to deliver us from you. He said, but even if he does not, we will never bow to you or your image.
Mm-hmm.
They went through, they were put into the furnace,
mm-hmm.
But they came out, and they said not even their clothes had the scent of smoke or anything. And they talking about they went in there bound. I said, but in there, they said the guard was there looking in the furnace, and they say they were up there rejoicing. See, we're talking about this a few moments ago. Talking about singing, praising God in the furnace, in the fire, and Jesus was right. Exactly, was not down there, jumping, praising God in the furnace, and Jesus was right there. Right there. My God. And they came out, and no smoke smelled them, and their clothes wasn't singed or nothing. God is good. No one can never, ever tell me that God is not real. No one can never, ever tell me that God don't love me.
Amen.
That's right.
Please, Sister Nobby.
Yeah, I also was going to say that when your heart is troubled, another thing is like, you know, when you go and read the Bible,
mm-hmm.
there's something there, something that talks to you. You know, like, God is putting, you know, His peace in that Bible,
mm-hmm.
and when you're reading it, you know, it's exactly what you're going through.
Yes.
Well, at least that happens to me, you know, when I'm very troubled,
mm-hmm.
and I can't, you know, and I just open my Bible, and the minute I open it, it's like, what it says in there is exactly what I'm going through, you know. It's an answer for my troubleness. Yes.
Yeah.
Same thing, you know, even with, say, reading the Bible, even for me, I have a lot of Christian DVDs and movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch them. I have a letter, a friend of mine borrowed the Passion of Christ, and he was like, my God, he like, Jesus did all of that for me. I mean, we don't know how the actual beating and crucifixion after we went. But the Bible gave us, you know, some of the scripture talking about that where they was yanking the hairs off of Jesus' chin, just grabbing it and yanking it. They was punching him, they spit so much spit on his face, it was just oozing. And you know, we had to picture that. And you know besides say the crown of thorn and blood and it being mocked and everything. He did all of that. And we're like, my God, sometimes, you know, it's like, we think on these things. I'm like, he did all that for me, so I won't have to go through that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Right. Yeah.
And that will give me hope. And I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, again. And that's one way of expressing, there's many ways of expressing gratitude through God to God throughout the whole day.
Yeah.
Amen. So anyone have any questions about this lesson about expressing gratitude throughout the day in our busy lives? You know what? I thank God that He give us the privilege that we can acknowledge Him and to express gratitude.
Amen.
Amen. This is something that says now or later, you know, which I think is pretty good, but if you could do it, it's up to you. It says, in a moment of quiet, write a list of things that are causing you anxiety and another list of what you are needing and wanting in relationships to these anxieties. Talk to God about these concerns as you thank God for God's love and care. Take a few minutes to write a gratitude list, thanking God for gifts big and small, ordinary and extraordinary. For a moment, breathe in the peace, calm, hope, and joy that can flow from the practice of noticing and expressing gratitude for God's good gifts and loving activity in your life and in this world. I say, how might this practice change your experience in the midst of the busyness of life? And I want this Bible study with a prayer to have here. And it reads, thank you, thank you, thank you for who you are, for your healing work in my life, and for your unfailing love for us all. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this lesson. We give you praise. We give you honor.
Yeah.
I ask you, Lord, as we continue to go about this busy life, Lord, that we be able to express gratitude each and every day.
Lord.
Heavenly Father, as we're about to go home now, I ask you, Lord, to keep each and every one of us safe, Lord, that we return home, everything is normal and in order, Lord. And we give you praise, honor, and glory, Lord, until we meet again.
Yeah.
In Jesus' mighty name, we say and pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.